from there, like, okay, if you want to take that to the next level, come with us to Bali or Sardinia or Mexico or whatever. And we'll like, we'll be in the tribe and really go in it and go deep and confront all of the shit comes up when you're like, oh, this, I suck at painting. It's like, well, yeah, of course you suck at painting. When's the last time you did it? When you were 12?
Right.
Yeah. So, and everyone's going to suck at everything. And maybe someone will have an innate gift that they haven't tapped into. And it's going to provoke you because they tapped into it kind of easy.
Right.
But it's like, but they're going to have their own work. Trust me. And even if they don't, you may think it's good, but they'll probably trash it because that's what we do.
Yeah.
You know, so creating a safe container for people to explore that stuff and then just utilizing all of the sort of therapeutic things that I've studied to kind of help facilitate a soft landing, you know, while also provoking and pushing and, you know, getting people to ride that edge.
Yes.
So that's kind of the main things, like various iterations, creating an internet version of that.
Yeah.
The book is called You're Not Creative. So that's the sort of long form book, but the immediate one is, it's just, thank you. It's just about like, what are some simple ways I can start this process right now? Like what are the 12 top, you know, ways to kind of push my creative envelope and to just in normal ways, not even in ways that are like, oh, well, go get a whole art kit and set aside a space in your whole house for, it's like, that's big steps. Like what are baby steps, you know? Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. I mean, yoga is an art, right? Cooking is an art. So
all of it,
people are pretty narrow on what art is. People are very narrow on what creativity is
totally
as well. So being able to broaden that horizon and access that, I think is amazing, man.